Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Friday, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm excited about this week's show. But before we can do that, let's take care of the challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase purple finch. Rearrange the letters to spell a subject you might study in school and a word for a person who might be doing the studying. What are the words?
Even though I was never one of these, it's French pupil.
That's right. All right, Ian, on August 10th, 1792, the French National Guard and volunteer troops stormed the Tuileries Palace in Paris, where King Louis XVI and his family were hiding out. Known as the Insurrection of the 10th of August, the event directly led to the toppling of the French monarchy. The National Convention, the first government of the new French Republic, officially ended the monarchy some 6 weeks later. To commemorate the storming of the Tuileries and the removal of King Louis XVI, our questions this week are about the number 16.
Okay, I'm glad it's not about French, since I tipped my hand at the beginning.
It is about toppling monarchies. First up, element number 16 on the periodic table is sulfur. While it occurs as part of minerals like pyrite and gypsum and is used to make chemicals like sulfuric acid, sulfur in its elemental form is what color?
Oh, he goes back. Yellow?
It is yellow, that's right.
I seem to remember them blowing some of it up in chem class.
That's kind of how you remember that. An area commonly known as the Southwest Territory became what we know today as Tennessee, the 16th state admitted to the Union. The longer name of the Southwest Territory references what river that shares its name with a state somewhat north of Tennessee?
There's a few options here, I think.
Pick a big one.
Is it the Mississippi?
It's not north of Tennessee, you dingus.
Oh. Let's see. So Kentucky's near there.
You're going, okay. All right. Cross the border.
Ohio?
That's right.
The Ohio River?
It is the Ohio River. That is correct. The full name that I referenced earlier, it was called the Territory South of the River Ohio. While three Major League Baseball players have worn jersey number 16 for more years in total, who has worn it the longest for the same team? In this case, as a pitcher for the New York Yankees from 1953 to 1967.
Another good question. I guess Whitey Ford?
Would you like to make that your not-guess answer?
Yeah.
Say it with more...
The chairman of the board.
Whitey Ford is correct.
Probably the greatest living Yankee as of this taping.
The song 16 Military Wives is the seventh song on a 2005 album titled Picaresque by what Portland, Oregon band? Whose name is inspired, somewhat appropriately given this week's intro, by a revolt against Tsar Nicholas I of Russia in the winter of 1825.
This is the WAMC favorite Decembrists.
Yes, the Decembrists. And the Decembrists, without the E, much unlike the band who puts the E in it, is also the name of an unfinished novel by Leo Tolstoy. And finally, what film starts a chronological list that includes The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and Uncle Buck?
This is 16 Candles.
Yes, so 16 Candles is correct, and specifically the list is the movies that John Hughes has both written and directed. There are eight total. He wrote some 20 other films but didn't direct them. Well, Ian went 16 for 5 tonight. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can go to WAMC.org to see this show another time, check out some extra credit, or try your hand at this challenge. Mike?
Start with the title of the song, 16 Tons. Change one letter to an N, not one of them that's already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that describes something imaginary. What is the word?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back in less than 16 days next week.
We'll see you then.